Okay, so the news this morning is interesting. Apparently, the Iran alarm, according to the New York Times, was set off by spy photos of the Iranians loading, excuse me, loading missiles on small boats, and they decided they were not, shipping the missiles. They weren't taking them to Hezbollah or something. This was something they planned to launch from small boats. So there. Washington Post. Actually, Trump doesn't want to attack Iran. It's all John Bolton. New York Times. Trump's tariffs began in the 80s with Japan. I remember that pretty clearly. New York Times. He says no to Chinese telecom equipment. This is Huawei. He says, we're not going to use that stuff because the Chinese embed spy stuff in it and they end up just spying on us. So a lot of people are upset about that. Wall Street Journal. Barr says he's not looking to block Mueller from testifying to Congress. And by the way, Barr is in El Salvador, apparently having meetings with those guys about their MS-13 problem. One, Jake Gibson, is along on the trip, along with Bill Hemmer, and they're going to interview Barr today, and then tomorrow morning on Fox, you will see it. So that ought to be interesting. Politics. De Blasio running for president. J period O period K period E period. That's in the New York Times. In the Washington Post. Even the most impeachment-hungry House members are following Nancy's advice. Don't. This includes Nadler, Schiff, all those characters, probably not Al Green. And they apparently are all saying, okay, we're not going to impeach him because, it'll just backfire on us. We want to beat him. Politico, Kamala and her team are fuming over vice president talk. How dare they talk about me as a potential running mate for Joe Biden? I want the top thing. Well, I just point out, Biden's like, I don't know, 20 points ahead of her. And she's only scoring like 6 points in the polls right now. It's just not much. Politico progressives still think they can bring Biden down, even though they recognize he's kind of the choice of Democrats at the moment. Immigration, apparently Trump plans to announce a new plan today. It will emphasize skills over family ties. Whatever that means. But it appears to be breaking this chain migration thing is what he really is up to. Abortion. New York Times. States rushing either to restrict abortion or protect it. The LA Times has a piece saying SCOTUS is not anxious to overturn Roe. Although they might want to do it eventually, they don't want to do it now. Where Roe is vulnerable to a challenge is this this made-up right of privacy that, not that people shouldn't have privacy, but it's not to be found in the Constitution. So, it seems like it might be weak. But I suspect the right to abortion will be somehow upheld, even if it requires a pretzel logic. Tech. It's in New York Times today. It's an interesting piece on how Uber absolutely flopped. I mean, they were expecting valuation of $120 billion, and it ended up being in the 60s someplace. And the New York Times piece goes through and explains what happened. And this was, by the way, there's some very powerful people involved in this and who now have total egg on their face. So it's interesting. And look, what's going on here is people are actually putting their money up or looking at this company and saying, well, they're not making money. And neither is Lyft. They lose money. I mean, Lyft kind of screwed these guys at Uber. Shortly after the Lyft IPO, they declared a loss of over $1 billion. And, investors looked at these companies and said, well, can they ever make money? Anyway, you know, it's an interesting piece. And both Lyft and Uber, by the way, opened at a price and promptly fell below that price and are still trading below that price. The LA Times, excuse me, now these tech geniuses want voting by phone. You know, right. Boeing. Trump officials blame foreign pilots. This is in the Washington Post. Personally, I think they're right. I mean, there may be problems with that 737 MAX, but, you know, American pilots were flying them around this country for a long time and not crashing them. And then they crash in Ethiopia and some other place. And, you know, well, what did you expect? Social justice warriors. Washington Post fired because he wrote things a decade ago that were fairly common discussions. This is a Trump appointee to the Consumer Finance Protection Board, the CFPB. This guy was writing stuff 10 years ago that were fairly common discussions about race. You know, like, well, why is a hate crime more serious than a straight crime? In other words, if the crime is assault, and somebody gets beat up, why is he more beat up? Because it's a, well, in today's language, person of color, but he used the word black back then. Well, this, you know, I hate to remind people of this, but this is a fairly common discussion back then. And this guy now loses his job over that. And this also popped up in the San Francisco Chronicle. A Korean guy named Lee, appointed by Trump to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, he almost got stopped by his college writings, in which he was questioning some of the political correctness stuff at the time. And, you know, the only reason he didn't get stopped is that Senator Tim Scott came to his aid after he kind of apologized. You know, this is the world we're living in now. You know, you're not just judged by what you say today, but you're judged by what you said 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, which spells big trouble for somebody like me, I'll tell you. Wall Street Journal, the SAT, the College Board, announces it will give an adversity score. This is really interesting. This is like, well, this is a way of getting to race without saying race. You know, they take into account the neighborhood you were in, what the economic situation was, blah, 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 blah. Give you an adversity score to step up admissions to colleges on the basis of race. Wall Street Journal, San Francisco is so expensive, some people live on boats. This is actually an old story. These people are called anchor outs, and they are anchored in, you know, public waters just off of Sausalito. And they've been there for years, years and years, but they're finally getting around to doing a story about how people can't afford living on land, so they live on these boats. And it is a problem because sometimes the anchor outs, the anchors come loose during storms. The boats go crashing up against the docks and the houses of that are on the waterfront, like in Belvedere. So, you know, the anchor outs have always been a problem. And Marin County's been trying to deal with them for years and years and years. Lawsuits, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal just discovering that. Okay, let's see. Do I have anything else to tell you? I don't think so. That seems to me to be the news. Of course, if you read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, the San Francisco Chronicle, the LA Times, Fox News, and CNN, you'd find other stuff there. I just find it all to be garbage, so I'm not reporting it to you. Okay, that's it. I'll try to get the podcast out more or less on time this afternoon.